In her opening remarks, Secretary Rawlins touted the administration's agricultural policies as a success for the country.
Last year, President Trump and congressional Republicans delivered the Working Families Tax Cut Act, a historic piece of legislation and a victory for U.S. agriculture, which increased reference prices for the first time in more than a decade and saved 2 million family farms from the death tax, among so many other wins.
The hearing comes as the screw worm has reemerged. It's a parasitic fly that had been thought eliminated in the U.S. in the 1960s. Rawlins blamed Biden-era immigration policies for its return. Ranking Democrat on the committee, Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, questioned the president's decision to go to war with Iran, which she said has led to fuel prices and fertilizer prices skyrocketing, particularly for farmers.
The skyrocketing cost of fertilizer is threatening their operations. As we all know, nearly half of the global urea and 30% of global ammonia exports used in nitrogen fertilizer supply chains move through the Straits of Hormuz. Earlier this spring, the Farm Bureau highlighted the financial strain farmers are experiencing, estimating that 70% of farmers couldn't afford all the fertilizer they needed. Of the farmers they surveyed, 94% said their financial situation has worsened or flatlined.
Rawlins said the administration is providing assistance to struggling farmers.
As we expand opportunity over the long term, we are also providing farmers with our short-term support today through the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, the Assistance for Specialty Crop Farmers Program, and others. USDA has delivered tens of billions of dollars in targeted direct relief to help our farmers manage natural disasters and temporary market disruptions.
Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock asked Rawlins about the costs that President Trump's tariff policies have added to working families.
The 3% is actually an average cost of food increase over the years. Under the last administration, went up 20%. But the SNAP, I think, is really
important. Do you realize, Madam Secretary, with all due respect, how sterile that answer sounds
for
the person who's trying? You say, well, you know, that's the mean cost. But right now, somebody's trying to buy groceries in Georgia, and they can't afford it.
Well, but that's because of the Biden administration is the reason.
2 years later, that's your answer? Because of the Biden administration?
Look at this. Look at all the prices that have come down.
The affordability crisis has dogged the administration as the November midterm elections approach. Democrats on the panel said President Trump's tariff policies have been reckless and that his war with Iran has unnecessarily disrupted fuel and fertilizer costs for millions worldwide. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.